Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of June. New York senators are likely to vote Wednesday local time on a so-called Marriage Equality Act that has passed through the lower house last week. The summer recess was supposed to begin on the 20th of June, but has been delayed to give time for senators to deal with the controversial bill, along with issues of rent control and property tax. Republicans control the Senate 32-30, while 31 senators are for the bill and 31 are against. Over the past 60 years since the United Nations High Commission for Refugees was formed, a change has taken place with regard to the international community's stance toward displaced persons, according to the president of the Pontifical Council for Migrants and Travellers. According to Archbishop Antonio Maria Veglio, there is a hardening of attitude of countries so that it seems that refugees are the problem and not the reasons why they have to flee. The Archbishop made this reflection in an interview with Vatican Radio on World Refugee Day, during which he affirmed that the Church is present with refugees and the internally displaced. Please pray for a revered priest who died yesterday in Melbourne, Blessed Sacrament Father Alfred Alexander. The Sri Lankan priest had been visiting communities here when he died suddenly of a heart attack. He passed away before being taken for treatment. It was the 44th year since his ordination. A mass will be celebrated in his honour this Saturday in Melbourne, while his body will be taken to Sri Lanka for a funeral. He was formerly the regional superior of the Blessed Sacrament congregation and more recently dedicated himself full-time to the ministry of peace while assisting at St. Philip Neri's Church in downtown Colombo. He was also known as an untiring confessor. Sister Marguerite Rutan, a nun who refused to renounce her faith during the Reign of Terror and suffered martyrdom by the guillotine, was beatified in Dax, France, on the 19th of June before a crowd of 7,000. Cardinal Angelo Amato, prefect of the Congregation for the Causes of Saints, presided at the beatification. Cardinal Jean-Louis Taran and 10 other bishops were in attendance. Sister Rutan was a daughter of charity who directed a hospital in Dax. Two Catholic peers have accused the BBC of running a campaign to have the law on assisted suicide changed in Britain. The crossbench peer, Lord Alton, and Lord Brennan, who is president of the Catholic Union of Great Britain, say they are dismayed by the broadcasting of a documentary last week, Terry Pratchett, Choosing to Die. The programme, presented by Sir Terry Pratchett, who is suffering from Alzheimer's disease, shows the final moments of Peter Medley, a 71-year-old hotelier who is helped to die at the Dignitas Clinic in Switzerland. Three other peers also signed the letter. A University of Iowa study has found that women who first engage in sex as young teens are more likely to divorce. Published in the April issue of the Journal of Marriage and Family, the analysis found that 31% of women who had sex for the first time as teens divorced within 5 years of getting married, and 47% divorced within 10 years. The divorce rate for women who delayed sex until adulthood was far lower, 15% at 5 years and 27% at 10 years. Author Anthony Pake, Associate Professor of Sociology in the UI College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, examined the responses of 3,793 ever-married women to the 2002 National Survey of Family Growth. The Egyptian government is considering a proposal to do away with laws that make it very hard to build a church. Here's Sacred Heart Radio's Anna Mitchell.
Aid to the Church in Need reports that leading clergy in the country are supporting it. The proposal, which is out for public consultation right now, would make obtaining permission to build a church almost as easy as it would be to build a mosque. Current law requires permission from the Egyptian president himself. The new law would change that to requiring permission from the regional governor for a decision within 3 months. One Egyptian bishop told ACN that this could be a major step forward for the citizenship of Christians, saying 50% of the problems Christians face there could be resolved if they make progress on this issue.
And the Vatican has announced several new initiatives with the aim of keeping children safe. From Rome, here's EWTN's Joan Lewis with the story.
The Vatican, in a news conference, announced that the Church will turn to the Internet with a new e-learning center to help safeguard children and the victims of molestation. It also presented an international conference on sexual abuse of children by clergy to be held in February 2012 at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University. The symposium will draw experts in psychiatry, church law, sociology, and child protection programs to the Jesuit-run Gregorian University for 3 days of meetings and workshops with 200 bishops and religious superiors. The meetings are designed in part to help bishops draft guidelines to combat abuse that must be submitted to the Holy See by next year for review. The Gregorian will also launch a multilingual internet learning center to provide church leaders with the latest in ongoing research on how to prevent abuse, train priests properly, protect children, and help victims heal.
That's all for today's program. Thanks for listening. We'll be with you again tomorrow. God bless.